Rascal, Racing Against Time by Chris Cooper. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Chapter 1. Winter had arrived, and the days were at their shortest. By the time Rascal saw lights up ahead, it had been dark for a few hours. A small flame of hope sparked inside the dog at the sight of them. Perhaps he'd find a place to rest and shelter from the cold there. But it was hard to keep that hope alive. As night had fallen, so had the temperature. The chill wind buffeted him, and the occasional flake of snow in the air hinted at even worse weather on the way. Pushing through his tiredness, Rascal continued towards the glow of the electric lights. It wasn't easy to be cold and alone like this again. The dog had been forced to delay his long journey several weeks earlier, when his back leg had been fractured by a car. Luckily for Rascal, Judy, a volunteer for the local animal shelter and a true dog lover, had taken him in. He had grown accustomed to being warm and well-fed at her house while his leg mended. And yet, Rascal hadn't been able to shake the restless feeling at the back of his mind. Judy was a great owner, but she wasn't his owner. She was kind and loving to him, but she was that way with all dogs. That's why Judy volunteered to act as a foster owner for any dogs from the shelter that needed special attention. Every time Rascal found himself relaxing and starting to enjoy life with Judy, an image of his old master, Joel, his true master, would pop into his mind. No, he knew he had to continue on his journey home, just as soon as he could. At last, the day came when Rascal was taken to the vet's and the splint on his leg removed. He touched the floor gingerly with his back paw. It felt good to walk on all fours again, even if the muscles of the injured leg felt weak through lack of use. It was time to move on. Judy was sitting in her favourite chair with the newspaper when Rascal came up to her and pawed her knee. "You're not looking for more food, are you?" she asked. "I've never seen a dog eat as much as you did this morning." Rascal just looked at this woman who had shown him such kindness. In a rush, he leaned forwards and gave her face a lick. "Get off, you great soppy thing," laughed Judy. Rascal wandered out to the garden, out of Judy's line of vision. He looked at the fence ahead of him. He had jumped over this fence once before, but that had been before his back leg had been injured. It might not be so easy now. Rascal took a breath and charged towards the fence. As before, he sailed over. The instant he landed on the pavement on the other side, he knew that his status had changed. He was not a pet anymore. He was a stray dog again, trying to find his way home. The rest of the day was a blur of sore feet and aching bones and a growing emptiness in his stomach as Rascal headed west. It didn't take long to leave the town behind him, and then he was crossing open land. A large highway ran straight west, and he kept it in sight as if navigating along the banks of a mighty river. Knowing that he must find shelter before he could give in to sleep, Rascal carried on long after the sky had darkened, and that's when he saw the lights up ahead. Chapter 2. They belonged to a small cafe, set back from the highway, and a small motel just beyond that. Rascal could smell the food from a long way away. Although he had eaten as much as he possibly could at Judy's house that morning, he was back to his usual condition. Starving. Perhaps he could find something to eat in the rubbish bins round the back of the cafe. But as he neared the building, the front door opened and someone stepped out. He was young, and his long hair was pulled back in a loose ponytail. The light jacket he wore wasn't enough to keep out the cold evening air. The man had a kind, open face, and Rascal thought that it was worth a try to see if he had any food. The dog gave